Things are not always as they seem. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Things are not always as they seem. I have a lot of beautiful email friends, and their students, and their friends on other levels of awareness, too. And one friend this morning sent me an email with a picture of painted by Thomas Kincaid, a very lovely picture of a house by the side of a stream. And amazingly, the stream looks like it's running. The water seems to be bubbling down the stream in a very charming, beautiful way. And as you look at it, you think to yourself, how amazing. How amazing here on this computer they can do that. And then, of course, if you print out the picture, the water stops running and takes a static pose of whatever it may be. But we look at the picture on our computers, and we see the water running, and we see the lights in the houses, and they're twinkling away. We see the beautiful hillsides. We see the beautiful trees about. It's a rural scene, very rural, very lovely, very charming, and very exciting to look at. And as you look at it, you think to yourself, what a lovely place that would be to live. And in the distance between the canyons, you can see the moon coming up. And out of the chimney, all three chimneys of the house, smoke is coming out. It's a lovely stone house with a walk going down to the creek and a walk going alongside the creek. It's just a beautiful symbol of charm and romance. But it's a symbol. The reality of charm and romance in your life and my life is a matter of our choice. Where do we choose to put our thought? Where do we choose to put our daily attention? Do we choose to put our daily attention on the situations that come up and seem to distress us? Or do we put our attention on the ideas of harmony and peace and love and goodness and all the things that make life really exciting, really wonderful? It's our choice, and it's totally our choice. And what sort of choice do we want to make? Do we want to make a choice of, for instance, looking at this beautiful picture and sort of just sinking into the picture, letting our emotions and our imagination dwell in the picture, in the charm of the picture, in the lovely warmth of the picture, in the radiance of the light shining out through the windows, in the beautiful trees? And you know it's in a valley because the river is running down from higher levels to that level. And the river seems to be one that doesn't overflow too much. It stays pretty consistent because the house is built right at the level it is, and the bridge going over the creek right at that moment is at the level it is. There's a consistency. There's a almost a permanency of this thing, and it's kind of delightful to look at and interesting to see. How many times in our life do we look at something that's quite charming and become stuck with it? And we say, wow, wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't that be a wonderful place to be? And then, think about it. So many of my friends, they come here to the campus of the University of Healing, and they say, what a wonderful, peaceful, charming place to be. What a perfect place to be. What a happy place to be. Wow, everything seems to be so idyllic and so harmonious and so beautiful. And I tell them, yes, that's true. That's true. Although people who are here are each working on their spiritual path. They're each working on their spiritual awareness. It's not as easy as it might seem. Even though it is a very gentle, loving, quiet, perfect place, it's not as easy as it seems, primarily because it is a place where people are improving themselves. I often make the reference of looking at the Catholic Church, and you have the Catholic Church with all of its various clergy and all of its various people on levels of awareness, and with different titles of cardinal and pope and things like that. And who are these people? What condition are these people in? Are these people all ascended masters? Are they all spiritually illumined saints? Is the Pope a spiritually illumined saint, or is he working on his spiritually illumined quality? And is it an everyday affair? Do circumstances come into his life and say, look, there's war, there's anger, there's hunger, there's need, both in the church and out of the church. Now, Mr. Pope, what are you going to do about it? And he said, all is in divine order. I do what I do best, and what I do best is to pray and to treat and to speak my word that all is in divine order. That's my purpose. And you see, he doesn't consider himself a saint, but quite likely he's more a saint than we'll ever know. Not because he is beyond us or better than us, but because he is consistent. He is consistent in knowing the role that he's playing. The role that he is playing is that of a peacemaker. He truly is the head of the entire Catholic Church, the entire program, as we each are the head of our own lives. But what role does he play? He knows his role is one of meditation, is one of treatment, is one of prayer. He knows his role is one of keeping his consciousness at all times, recognizing the truth of whatever it is he's working on. He knows that his is not to worry. His is not to be unhappy with the world and its conditions. His is only to be aware that every moment his thought must be remaining on that condition that he chooses to have as an experience in his life. And the experience the Pope chooses to have in his life is an experience of harmony, of peace, of love, of joy, of right action, of truth, and on with the virtues. And for him to maintain that attitude, he must completely separate himself from the other attitude that it can't be done or that there's a problem. And he lives his entire life, dedicates his entire life, totally showers his entire life with the reality that all is good and very good and all is divine. Now you say, wow, that's a different attitude about the Pope. I was always thinking he was just running the show. Well, truly he is running the show. But he's running the show from within himself, from within the peacefulness and the quietness. As we look at this picture by Thomas Kincaid of this lovely secluded cabin, and more of a cabin, a beautiful house, and the gentleness and the quietness of it, and we can just see the people in that house sitting quietly in the evening before the fireplace, meditating, perhaps sharing ideas with one another of peace and love. And no television, no radio, nothing bringing the outside world to them, remaining entirely encloistered in their own inner thoughts of peace and harmony and beauty. And you say, well, they don't have responsibility. Oh, they have a wonderful responsibility. They are a symbol to the world that it too can live in peace when it keeps its thoughts inner directed. You and I, we live in peace when we keep our thoughts inner directed. Is this what we want to do? To be at peace? And keep our thoughts inner-directed? Is our home, wherever we may live, a home of peace and inner direction? Is our home one where the television blares away and brings in the outside world and all of its dilemmas, or the radio, or even a lot of music? And music brings with it all of its stories. Or do we take the time, perhaps only an hour a day, more, all the more the better. We take an hour a day to be in silence with our family or with ourselves. We're in silence. We teach our children, we teach our family silence. We teach them the value of this peace and this love and this joy and this wonderment. And as we teach this, we share this, then this exacerbates, it grows, expands, and covers the entire universe as we know it. And as we think of other people in the world, we think of them peace. And as we think of other nations, we think of them peace. And as we think of the chaos of the universe, we think of it an infinite divine order that perhaps we have not yet been able to see. We are at peace. We are gentle. We are whole and perfect now. And it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. This is my delight and my joy, for I, here on this campus of the University of Healing, live in such a peace as Mr. Kincaid has painted so beautifully in his house. You too live in peace, a peace that passeth all understanding and brings you oneness with all that is. Have a lovely day, and know that my peace I give unto you, for that is all I know how to do. I love you. I love you. I love you.